70 hours per week of Houston's best local sports talk. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 on Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. 713-780-3776. This is your show. You want to talk about your team. Art says, I learned that if you have $12 and you like terrible football, you can go to a Texans game. Did you see Vanessa Richardson's picture on Twitter?
Did I see Vanessa what?
Vanessa Richardson's picture on Twitter.
What do you mean you see from, her picture on
from
Twitter?
The press box?
No. From the press box.
Huh, oh, go look up her Twitter real quick.
Okay.
Oh, go look up her Twitter and you tell me. She was in the press box at the Texans game. It is normally, I don't know how long it is, all those seats. And she takes a picture of herself, and there is nobody else, zero people on the reporter row for the Texans game. She and no one else. And she said, well, it's not like everybody's in Atlanta, people. So this is whole crap. Not only were there no people in the stands, there were no reporters at the game. That used to be, who was it? Tweeted
oh my
out.
God!
We couldn't. We only got.
Oh my
one
God! What time did she get there?
As a station, we got one.
Oh, they won't even. They didn't give us media passes this year.
No, because
it's too crowded. So, oh well.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's clamoring. Zero. She was the only reporter there for that game. Do you know from where that team was 20 years ago to this? And this product that they put out there on that field, and I'm not going to be negative. You know what? I don't care. It's past the point of caring anymore. It really is. I can't get upset about it. It was disgusting watching them, if you want to know the truth. It was disgusting watching that game. Oh, well, they only lost by 16. Look at that comeback. No, it's not. They're terrible. And the Rams just quit playing. They just quit playing. And they let them score. Okay, who cares? What's the difference? So it doesn't look that bad. That's fine. You guys score, whatever. We don't care about cover and whatnot. Can you believe that not one person, one reporter was there for that game? That's unbelievable. NFL team in this city. Kinda the NFL team in this city.
Oh, it is. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Like, seriously, it used to be you had a hard time finding a seat in the press
box. You couldn't.
It was packed. That's unbelievable. But hey, you know what? I mean, media members, just like fans, it's the care factor just isn't there. The care factor isn't there, and people were at the game yesterday. Can tell you it was dead in the stadium. It was you were getting your tail kicked, and Davis Mills came back, and congrats on a backdoor cover. Other than that, not really much to see here. A couple nice plays by Nico Collins, but I don't know. I've got the big. I had the screen on my channel 702, which has 8 games going at once. So I had the Texans in one of the small boxes. I usually do the double receiver, and I'll keep the Texans on the other one. I didn't even do this time. I'm like, yeah, when I watch them, I watch them. When I don't, I don't. So that way I can watch the other games.
I saw an actual sighting of Brevin Jordan, too.
Yeah, touchdown.
How about that?
A Brevin Jordan touchdown. I was like, wait,
now. Let him play in the game and look what happened.
Oh, look, this is the cover. Congrats. Well, it wasn't the cover. It was they needed a 2-point conversion. But, yeah, that was hey, by the way, how are you doing in Vegas at the poker tournament? Are you still in?
No. Well, I played in one. It started Thursday, and I made it through. I made it into the money. I made money, but I got knocked out.
Enough money for us to go out to eat, or what? How much money did we make?
We not great. But we made money, as long as if you cash, you did okay. You did pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
I finished top 12%. of the up there were 5,400, and I finished just under 600.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah,
you were in the 200s at one point.
Yeah, I was 271. But then I just, if you go card dead for it at all. Now, I got another, I played another one today, this afternoon. They've got a an Omaha high low that I'm going to be in. And you know what? If I, it depends on how well I do. I could be back tomorrow afternoon. I'm hoping I'm not going to be back until maybe Wednesday or Thursday if I do really well. So that's happening today. This is the, and then I'm done. I'm not going to play in the main event. I just came for this. But no one cares. What we care about is our Houston Astros getting to game six. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I did get this, though. This is something that you need to do. Take the day off with us on December 1st. The ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 occasional invitational. It's not expensive, guys. It's brought to you by SiteJab.com and it benefits the Latino Learning Center. We've got beer, Michelob Ultra and Cutwater Spirits, lunch from Frankie's Italian Kitchen, and dinner from Orleans Seafood Kitchen. 18 holes of golf, quick award ceremony immediately afterwards, and register now at ESPN975.com. I would tell you this, this thing always sells out, so make sure that you do it now. Do it now so that you can, I can tell you this too, Lance. I've been here at the Nugget all weekend long, and it's just no more fun place to be, honest to God. And the place is, I don't know. Now, everybody's wearing masks, but COVID, I want to tell you what. People were, there is, this city, it's not only this hotel, but you want to talk about packed. The casino here is packed. What a great place to watch a game, too, at the Saltgrass Steakhouse. There's 23 televisions in there, and all you have to do is ask the bartender, hey, can you put a game up here? Absolutely, we'll get that done, sir, for you. And the food is awesome. You go to the Grotto. You go to the Vic and Anthony's. It is the Chart House. It is spectacular. It really is spectacular. We can't be having a better time. My wife just left this morning, and she's heading back to Houston, and I'll get home when I get home. But what a great weekend to spend with your wife. Come here, and it's just so much fun. And I got to tell you, the Nugget is spectacular. Downtown Fremont Street is rocking. It's like, my wife goes, this is like Bourbon Street out here. It really is. It is incredible the way how downtown has really gotten so much better. It really has.
Yeah. By the way, they take COVID very seriously in in Nevada. I was there I went and saw AJ for like a day and a half, and it was crazy how he just said, yeah, they're hardcore out here. He said, you wouldn't think so. He said, but they're fairly hardcore out here. That's just as a little aside. How about this before we get back to the phone lines? We got some people who want to talk Astros, as they should. Got this message. Lowest scan tickets yesterday in Texans history. How much do you think? You know how everyone says, Texans 68,000. Suck it. Look, it's in ESPN right here. Lowest actual scan tickets in Texans history. The number, 42,000, which seems substantially higher than I would have expected, honestly.
That was, watching the game, I was at one point I was like, oh, there's some people in the lower bowl. There are some people down there. Now, at the beginning of the game, I know we're a late arriving crowd, but holy crap, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing what's happened to this organization. I feel bad for them. Now, I'm not going to get on them anymore. I'm just, you know what? It's just, yeah, you guys have to be embarrassed for what you've done, to how you destroyed this organization. You really should be embarrassed.
Yeah, I mean, take it. That's your medicine.
I've heard of some schools rumored that, you know, to make sure that their attendance numbers were up, alumni would buy a box of tickets and just go in, rescan them. Is Jack got his entire congregation? Every one of them has 20 tickets, and he goes, guys, I just need you to come in, scan it, get back out, scan it again, get back out, scan it again. All right?
Because that seemed a little, that didn't seem like 42. I'm sitting here like, I don't know, guys. It didn't seem that high to me.
I was 42,000. I was at that SFA Sam Houston game. There were more people in the stands during that game. I guarantee you.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
How was the crowd, Aaron?
At that game, it was 3-4 weeks ago, the attendance was announced at 26,000, I think. But the entire lower bowl, they had really good, solid showing. The club seats were pretty good and packed. A couple of the suites were being used by certain players. So I honestly, looking at the pictures that came out of NRG yesterday, I showed my wife, I said, there are more people at SFA Sam Houston. I guarantee it.
Jason says, I haven't played this much golf on Sunday since 2002. Jason says, Texans varsity really took it to the Rams JV squad in the fourth quarter. That's true. Yeah,
that is true.
Is the front office and ownership still in denial? I have a hard time they're in denial when they see the stands. I have a hard time believing that. But it doesn't it make Bill O'Brien, even after a World Series, Bill O'Brien's comments at that breakfast that you were at, the Texans breakfast or luncheon or whatever.
Lunch.
Like, yeah. You know, hey, but this is still, even with these teams, and they're great, but this is a football city. It's football city, and everyone started laughing that was in attendance. Like, this just goes to show that was the cockiest organization that the city has seen in a long, long time. And they've gotten their comeuppance. And the cockiness hopefully is over. Hopefully you're not going to be cocky with everybody. And, you know, a lot of that's behind the scenes. You know, the general fan wouldn't see it. But their product has been terrible, and they're in the midst of a very, very terrible product. And, you know, Rockets are frankly in the mix in the midst of that as well. The Astros have been there, but the Astros came out on the other side. Now we see if the Rockets and Texans can do the same thing.
Absolutely. All right, we got Gilbert going to talk. We got Gilbert's thoughts on the Astros on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, how about them underdogs?
Underdog fantasy. I did well in my baseball in game four. I did okay yesterday. I cashed in both of those, although not like I hoped. I was in the bigger contest. I lost, late. DK Metcalf got passed by Marvin Jones late in my over-under. I had a two-player over-under. One was Tom Brady against Jameis Winston. I actually did rivalry, Tom Brady versus Jameis Winston. That one got excessively easy. Listen, you can do over-under. Over-unders where you pick anywhere between two and five players and you can win multipliers of whatever your money is. So if you put $10 in, you win 3-1 for two players. You win 20-1 if you pick five players correctly, either they're over-unders or if you pick head-to-head matchups correctly. You've got Underdog Fantasy gives you daily fantasy sports. So you can match up in the groups of six, three, four, head-to-head, or larger matchups for a chance to win real money with your skill level on full display. And you can do it in basketball, baseball, football. How about college football has over-unders? They've got that available now, and hockey as well. So whatever your sport is, they've got you covered at Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com, promo code radio. You're going to get $25 additional add-on bonus to your first deposit. Underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Your Houston Astros are in the World Series, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, back to The Bench from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Astros win it last night, 9-5, after falling behind with the grand slam in the first inning. Where were you? What did you think? Were you numb? Were you? How disappointing was it? I mean, I sent texts to you guys. I sent texts to my other buddies, and I was like, wow, this is just so sad.
I was numb. I was like, my
of God. All the ways that this team, you know, would go out, another grand slam.
Another,
holy
that's
crap.
Four?
I mean,
can is we that a record? This? All these records, like the Astros are involved, either the teams they're playing or the Astros themselves are setting all these records. Zach Greinke, first American League pitcher to have a, he is the first American League pitcher to have a, to get a pinch hit, to get a, what we had to get a pinch hit in a World Series game, first ever in World Series history. We got first World Series history.
No, since 1923.
Pinch hit.
Yeah,
American
pinch
League.
Hit.
American League pitcher getting a a pinch hit. I think he was. I think they said first in World Series history.
Oh,
first American League. Because how many pitchers are going to pinch hit? I guess you maybe have to if you go into extra innings. But extra innings, Zach Greinke's one of the first guys off the bench you're going to. He's one of your first pinch hitting options. I mean, he is. At first I was thinking, oh my God, is he coming into? At first I thought, wait, is he pinch hitting and going to stand a game? Like, no, he can't do that. He just pitched. I thought maybe there was a chance he would pinch hit and pitch. But then I realized, oh no, he's not warmed up.
Yeah, he apparently he. I'm looking for it right now. I'll see. But Zach Greinke is the first. Oh, Gilbert is here. Zach Greinke is the first pitcher with a hit as a pinch hitter in a World Series game since Jack Bentley in 1923.
First American League?
No, that might be. You're right. He might be
national. His first ever American League, yeah.
Okay. All right. What about Gilbert? What does Gilbert think of the Astros? That's my question. That's what I've been wondering. Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen? This might be my last World Series scene be live anyway.
Oh, man.
My blood pressure skyrocketed anyway.
Your blood pressure skyrocketing during the game or just in general?
In general.
Well, are you taking any medicine?
325, that's too high.
What is it?
325.
325, Gilbert? You need to go to the hospital. I've never even heard of that.
Is that your sugar or your blood pressure?
Gilbert, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it exists
Sugar.
Okay. No, it's his sugar.
Oh, not his blood. 325 means he's dead. Gilbert. Blood pressure.
Gilbert, what? You take some insulin and it goes down. Haven't they taught you this?
Well, I like to die anyway. I don't feel that you live anyway, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to make me nervous anyway. You know?
just the game, Gilbert.
I'll tell you after. Wait till next year. I don't think they're going to make it all the way through anyway now. If they do, congratulations. If they don't.
Wait, who are you telling wait till next year?
Yep, don't say anyway, yep.
Who, the Astros wait till next year?
Yeah, wait till next year.
Gilbert, I think you may have turned the game off after the first inning. The Astros came back and won, and they won by 4 runs.
I know that. Big deal. So they got Lance going to come here and smoke the Astros, and then go home the next day anyway.
Huh.
So Gilbert. What he's doing anyway, you know?
Gilbert just said that Lance is going to come here and smoke the Astros.
But you're sick to your stomach, you know.
Well, Gilbert, wait a minute. It's life is still worth living, even if the Astros lost 2 out of 3, okay? It's still worth living.
Well, what's the next year anyway?
Next year, Gilbert? Well,
so, Gilbert, you have to stay alive to wait till next year. So make sure that you take your insulin, okay?
I'll take my insulin anyway.
Hold on a second.
I saw a general raid on Cherry 11, and I won't be coming to the Christmas party at Heinz anyway.
Who won't be
coming? Anyway.
Who won't be coming?
Not this year, I won't.
Okay, Gilbert's not coming. Here's what we heard. Gilbert's not coming to the Christmas party, and also he saw Jennifer Rain on Channel 11. Right, Gilbert? Is that accurate?
I'm about to die pretty soon anyway, you know.
Wait, why are you about to die, Gilbert?
It's the day after I went to World Series. I ain't that much anyway, you know.
You're not eating that much? Why? Why aren't you eating much since the Astros went to the World Series? None of this makes sense.
Watch it more and eat less, you know.
Watch more and eat less. Well, then it actually might not be a bad thing. You lose a little bit of weight, which could be good for your blood pressure and your sugar level. Maybe this is a good thing, Gilbert.
Your sugar level got to make your sugar level go control. Eat some food anyway, you know.
Well, yeah, but are you eating the right food?
Well, pizza and steak.
That doesn't feel like the right food.
Yeah, pizza and steak, perfect.
That doesn't
That's
feel
the
like
four
the right food
groups. There's the four food groups represented right there.
He's a steak. Are you? Gilbert,
what
do you
kind of
take
food you eat anyway? Tell me that.
What's that?
What kind vegetables? Of fruits and vegetables?
Yeah.
watermelon? How about watermelon?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's a lot of sugar in watermelon. Yeah. I'm not sure if you should have it or shouldn't have it.
You got to watch the fruits that you eat because, you know, fruit turns into sugar.
Yeah,
you know
there's some. Yeah, I mean, what about, Gilbert, do you like broccoli? Do you like broccoli, Gilbert?
Yeah, I like broccoli. Yeah, I like broccoli. Corn.
Yeah, well, okay, it's not.
Corn doesn't have a nutritional value, but okay. Yeah, it's better than
Pizza and probably and steak. For I think steak's probably okay for you.
Listen, I'm not holding the steak thing against them.
No, I'm not going to hold that against you. But
go to Gilbert. Do you go to Pete's Fine Meats and get your steak there?
Don't start it. No, we want to keep Michael.
That's right.
Ixnay. Do you really want to get that going?
Jennifer Reina's coming to the Christmas party, Gilbert. Did you set that up?
No,
you didn't. Maybe you could ask her.
I'm not going to call no more. I'm not going to ask nobody.
Okay.
I'm too old to do anything anyway, you know.
What do you mean you're too old to do anything?
If General Raiders come to the Christmas party, I'll come. If she's not, I'm not.
We got to get Jennifer Reina out to the Christmas party for
Aaron,
you to go.
You better get on that. Aaron, let's go. You better get on that.
I'll have my people reach out.
All right.
Don't take no. You got to get her.
Gilbert seems like life is
got 2 months to get another month for the Christmas party, you know.
Yeah, a month and a half.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're going to get some medicine for your high blood sugar, right? You're going to take some insulin or are we just going to keep eating pizzas?
Yeah.
I take metformin.
Okay. That's a real medicine. Real medicine now, Gilbert, so just because you've already given up, you said the Astros are going to get. I've never seen you this negative. I've never seen you this negative about your Astros, Gilbert.
Well, he wants to die.
You know why? Because we got a bad ownership, you know.
What?
We got to get rid of Correa anyway. Carl Correa.
Oh.
That hurts me right there anyway.
There it is, John.
Maybe.
At Jim Crane.
There's a shot.
Do you like the Texans ownership, Cal McNair?
Yeah, what about the Texans?
Then they go nowhere. Okay, well, talk to you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Boy.
Gilbert?
Boy, that went to a dark place. Gilbert?
Gilbert, do you have something else you want to say?
Keep those egg rolls frying. Bye-bye.
There we go. But don't eat them. Keep those egg rolls frying, but do not eat them.
Yeah, because, your sugar.
If there is issues with your blood pressure or sugar level. I've never heard him say that. They're just going to get smoked anyway. There's always next year. Like, what?
Well, and I'm going to die anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I don't want to reach out to Jennifer Reina. I need Gilbert to actually, want to stay alive if I'm going to do this. I'm not going to do this if he's just going to, you know, go and curl up and die.
That's as negative as I've heard him after a win. I've never heard him that negative after a win. A World Series win to bring you back to Houston, and Gilbert says, it doesn't matter. You're going to get smoked anyway. What?
All right. It's 8:29 ESPN 97.5.
They're going to get smoked. I've never heard Gilbert say that in my entire life. I can't. Honestly, John, when he's like, you want to know why? You want to know why? I felt like we were being set up for something massive. Like he was about to drop just one of the biggest hammers on us of all. You want to know why? Do you want to know why? 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 The Astros ownership. I didn't know Jim Crane was the problem here in this World Series run, but okay. I know. Only 3 World Series in 5 years, Gilbert. You know, it's not as good as Bud Adams' run with your beloved Oilers, but okay.
All right. 713-780-3776. There was a moment in the game yesterday where I felt a little uncomfortable, and we'll see how you felt about it.
Okay.
But first, Lance, you've been Allstate.
Allstate Windows and Siding.com. That's the company to call years in the business. Listen, you need new windows. You need new windows. If you have original windows, I can tell you, as somebody who had their original windows that were put in whatever it was, the 60s when the house was built, oh my gosh, when it gets cold or hot, there's 2 telltale signs. When you have single pane windows, get next to your window when it gets cold. There's a massive difference, and you can feel that cold draft coming in. During the summer, check out the amount of dust that starts to accumulate in your home. Single pane windows have got to go. And if your house shifts around over time, which every house in Houston does, it's not going to fit properly. And that's when you have your double pane, double strength windows retrofit, and where they're measured to the exact dimensions of the window right now, the window frame, it's going to make such a massive difference that you're going to get your home is going to be more energy efficient. It's going to be quieter, and you're not going to have the noise level and the dust that gets into your home. You're going to keep that AC in your home or the heat in your home, and it's going to look great. Your house will be beautified. Right now, you can buy 10 windows, get two free. That's one of the examples of the work that they can do. And, of course, they're doing siding jobs all the time. For siding or windows, go to allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What did you think? When Strami went out and he was talking to Maton, holy crap. Jock Peterson was waiting, was up next at the plate. There was a runner on. And Maton was it one on or two on? I forget. Maton is standing there, and Strami is pointing his finger, and he is, I mean, you want to talk about being not enthusiastic so much as emphasizing what he's saying. It almost looked like he was scolding him. He was pointing his finger and shaking his finger at Maton, and it was like, boy, I felt like, listen, if Strami says something, I'm doing it anyway, because he just looks like that. He's, you know what, I'm not going to mess with Strami, and he knows a lot more probably about everything than I do, not just pitching, but probably about everything.
Does he know how to play jacks? Does he know how to play pocket jacks?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Probably. Right, and he would tell me, raise so everybody goes out, because you don't want to play. Just grab the blinds and move on, dumbass. Because that's what it seemed like. It seemed like Maton was in some trouble with him. Like he left the garage door open or something. Or he didn't take out the garbage or mow the lawn. Something was going on there.
Maton's face, he is just this, he's turned into this unemotional assassin.
But except he smiled. He smiled coming off the plate, off the mound. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I missed that.
He looks like I said to my wife, he looks like one of the kids I managed at Bel Air Little League. He looks like he's about 12, first of all. He really is, though. Holy crap. That dude's breaking ball is ridiculous. I'm not putting it on him, but it's got that same kind of movement that Rivera's did. He spins that dude out, and
He does have that horizontal break on.
Yeah,
He has two different ones, and the fastball is only 92. But for whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe it's how it comes out of his hand. He's able to get on top of guys with his fastball, and I'm like, how is this happening? How is he punching guys out, looking and striking at 92? Like this is crazy, but it just goes to show you. I mean, it kind of slows him down with that slider, it gets him looking for him. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just the way it comes out of his hand is fooling some guys. Doug has been holding for a long time. Okay, we got to get to him. He wants to talk about superstitions from 2017. So if he's got something from 17, you might want to use it now, Doug.
Well, I don't know who this Doug is. This is old school Doug, guys.
Oh, OSD, what's up, brother? How we doing?
What'd you say, Doug?
I told him who I was. You need to get Dell back. Dell would have slotted me with a career.
What? No, bring him back, Aaron. Hold on. He got a call. Bring Doug back.
Aaron, put him back on.
No, he hung up on him.
His phone dropped.
Here, that's him. Bring him back. Just bring him back. It's old school Doug. His phone dropped.
Did Aaron hang up on him? Here he is.
What's up, Doug?
Blame me that he has cricket.
I figured I got dumb because I was praising Dell. Sorry about that, guys.
Well, you might have figured right.
But before I get to my observation, I do have a quick Nicole question. When her fingers were in her ears, did it also include the la, 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 so she couldn't hear anything?
No, she wasn't doing that. She was just,
okay.
For those of you, my wife, I go inside from the patio, I go into the ninth inning, and I didn't even have, I'm superstitious, and I'm like, this game's over. The Astros can't lose this. And I don't usually feel that way. I went in there, my wife's got her fingers in her ears. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't want to listen to these guys talk. Buck and Smoltz. I said, well, just turn the volume down. Nope. She stayed there the whole inning with her fingers in her ears like a fool. I mean, it worked. I mean, they didn't get a run, but still.
Be careful the way I word this, because I'm a little stitious in most of my life, but when it comes to baseball, I am superstitious. Okay. The last time I moved to Denver was 2017 during the playoffs. And the Astros won a World Series. Do y'all know what I'm doing? And then I moved back to Houston for 2 years, you know, which brought on a pandemic and all of that garbage. Do you know what I'm doing in 11 hours?
Moving back to Denver?
I'm moving back to Denver.
Nice.
That's all I can say. You know, just the way the planets align and the impact apparently my living condition has on the Astros.
Told you.
It may be a good sign.
I firmly believe this. My friend Rob, I watched game four with him. He changed shirts, changed belts, flipped a shirt inside out, went shirtless the last inning. Like, he was trying to do, and at some point, he spilled a drink, and the Astros got a hit. They broke up the no-hitter, so he kept trying to spill drinks. I'm like, dude, it's definitely not you. Like, I get that you're trying everything. But it's clearly not you. I don't know who it is, but it might be Doug, John. It might be old school Doug. It might be his living arrangements. You never know. That's why if you're superstitious, it may or may not be you. But you can't take the chance of it being you and you not doing what you're supposed to do. I believe that. So if it comes down to Doug having to move to a different city to get a win, then that's
I'm
what
fine
it
with
is.
It.
Then that's what it is. Bye.
I'm fine.
See you later.
I do what I can do. And one last thing before I go. Miss you guys. I'm glad, you know, I can still tune in the Denver area. I have followed up Gilbert in many a phone call. I even lost a Mug Award Caller of the Year to Gilbert. I don't think I've ever followed up a Gilbert death call before. So have your producer get Albanoni's Adagio in D minor, and he can start playing that underneath Gilbert's call, because I've never heard Gilbert so down. He's on my prayer list. I'm going to shoot a text to Joel Osteen and see if we can get this ship righted for him. Later, guys. Take it easy.
I appreciate it, old school Doug. I don't know. Listen, Gilbert's flighty. One minute he's down, the next minute he's up. I wouldn't worry about it.
No, you can't worry about that. You can't worry about Gilbert.
Gilbert will be fine.
Dez says, I wish I had a dollar for every time he was going to die.
You know, that's true. Gentlemen, right. This might be my last call ever.
Ever.
This might be, at least there's next year. You know, for somebody who's so sure with his blood sugar level where it is, he's already talking about next year for the Astros. That was strange. That was strange.
Yeah. No question. Gilbert, if you're worried about it, then you got to stay alive. That's all. Maybe don't eat all that sugar then today. Okay? Let's do that. Let's do that, Gilbert, today.
Just take our medicine. That's what we got to do. Forrest, we see you when we come back. We'll get to John, when we come back, I want to talk about the very real scenario now that Dusty faces, which is figuring out his pitching staff over hopefully the next two games. He made some moves to stay alive yesterday, and now he's got to get things figured out. And I want to get into how that's going to take place and what his strategy has got to be for game six and potentially beyond to game seven when we come back. Right now, you need to talk about – I noticed I saw you on with Nate today. Two things stood out. Number one, you clearly didn't bring your beard trimmer because – you're letting it go in Vegas a little bit. You haven't been able to trim the beard back, number one. And number two, I don't know why you're sitting there looking like Kenny Powers on TV.
How am I looking like Kenny
Powers?
Because
you got your hair all curly in the back. You just got long mane flowing.
Well, that's, listen, you blame that on Doc Linville. Not, okay? Not on me. There's clearly I'm a hairier person thanks to Doc Linville. Doc Linville was in. He came to the studio with us. We recorded a couple of spots, and I got to tell you, I can't be more appreciative of that guy. He did it himself. He got the neo grafting himself. His hair looks great. My hair looks great. You're more confident. You just feel better about it when you got the long, flowing, beautiful hair. And I'm just one of those people now. I used to be a mangy dog. Now I'm a Doc Linville disciple, and you can be too. It's simple. All you have to do, my friends, is go to 975hair.com and see how simple, affordable, painless, how much you'll like the process, but most importantly, how much you'll like the results. It doesn't get any better. It's so much better than the cutting off the back of your head and the blood and the pain and the sticking it up there and they don't stick. All of those things. The neo grafting is the best process that you'll find out there. Doc is the best in the business at it. Find out for yourself. Stop with the bald. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
CarsForKids.org. That's the website you go to initiate them coming out and taking your car or pickup or SUV, motorcycle off your property. For a lot of people, it's about helping Houston Can Academy, who's working with Cars for Kids. For other people, it's about, man, get this piece of junk off my property. Hey, either way, that's fine. CarsForKids.org says, listen, we understand that it's going to cost you money to haul your dead car off your property, and that's why it's sitting there like an eyesore, and the homeowners association's probably getting a little riled up about it because it's been sitting there and, you know, in the street for a certain amount of time or in your yard or driveway or whatever the case may be. At carsforkids.org, they'll come out and not only haul it off, they don't force you to pay. They'll give you a $50 gift card. They're paying you, and they give you a tax write-off. So you get a chance to write off the car and not the kid. Go to carsforkids.org. If you want to think of it as a chance to get your stuff hauled off for free, well, then think of it that way. That's fine. carsforkids.org.
Your Houston Astros battle the Atlanta Braves in Game 6 of the World Series. First pitch is Tuesday at 7:09. Catch all the action right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, back to the bench. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back. Come on. 713-780-3776. This is your team. 713-780-3776. Going into Game 6, people. Game 6. If you're looking for the best way to... Lance, what is it? What is, go to Simple Seats and find out how much it could cost to go to Game 6.
702 right now.
That's the lowest?
Lowest right now to get into the building. I think it's going to come down, typically. I think it will come down. My guess is the lowest it's going to be to get into the building, there will be a renewed sense of excitement. My guess is it'll be in the 500s. I don't think it's going to get to the 400s. My guess is it's going to be five. Last time it got down into the actually it got a lot lower than that for game two. For game two, it got a lot lower. So it'll be interesting. I think it will come down. I think it's definitely going to come down. It won't be 700 in the nosebleeds. But that's where it is right now. And as the tickets move or don't move, that's going to have an alteration on price. I did see that you could get into the Texans for $12.
Okay, what's the highest? What's the highest ticket for the Texans?
Well, like, there will be some ticket prices that are listed for very, very high. It doesn't mean they're going to sell. They're not going to sell.
No, right. Okay, but what
let me
is
see. The Houston Texans right now. Like, what's the next game? The Jets. Oh, the Jets.
The Jets. Midfield.
November 28th, highest midfield. My guess is they're in the thousands.
Really?
They'll be listed. Oh, but, and then again, I might be wrong. Actually, John, the price right now is already $115, section 128. Is between the 30 and the 40-yard line, lower bowl. That's usually 400-plus. 400-plus, and I mean, that's not for a very good... It's already one. Oh my gosh! It's 108 in other places. Like Simple Seats is not even messing around. They're not even giving you a fake high price just to see if you bite. They already know you're not going to bite.
Wow. That is unbelievable. That?
Just buy a section like 630. Just buy a $14 seat and go sit in the owner's box.
So
just go sit in a suite somewhere. Like, just pretend like you're supposed to be there. Somebody will be there with some food service. Like, oh, hi. Hey, how you doing, guys? Great. Just pretend like you're supposed to be there in the suite and eat their food and drink their drink. Go to Chad's suite.
So, Aaron produces the Cougs games. They were heads up against the Astros on Saturday night, but a huge game against, well, it says that the attendance was 25,000. Were there 25,000 there?
Oh, wait, UHSMU?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that, if not more.
Really?
That they were, that lower bowl was good. Upper stands, even, and that place was rocking. We talked on the broadcast, only expected about like 50 SMU fans. They actually traveled pretty well for that game.
They did?
For SMU, yeah. They had a couple hundred people there.
Oh, that's nice. Good. But the blackout, it looked good?
Oh, yeah. I like it. Jeremy and I had a conversation a little bit about those uniforms. I dig those uniforms, especially Halloween weekend. I think that's awesome. But some people just like the traditional, you know, white and
not me. I like them. I thought the helmets should have been black, too. I thought the helmets should have been black, too.
They
would have been cool. No, they were red.
No, they were black with red lettering.
No, they were red. Well, the game I watched, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
The UH all black uniform.
Yeah.
The helmets.
No, I know that. With the red lettering? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but the helmet was black with the. Oh, no, I guess you're right.
Yeah, it was red.
No, they were red.
It was dark red with the black lettering.
Yeah. I thought it would. Of course, it's hard to see red lettering on black, but they were red with black lettering. Yeah. So anyway, but I was amazed at, because I was worried about the crowd, because, you know, heads up against the Astros in the World Series. That's the problem with being in a, you know, in a big city, is that you got to compete with the pro teams. But they did. That was nice. That's nice. That's all great to hear. Yeah, people went out and had a good time. I'm sure the tailgate was great. That's a lot of fun. Congratulations to the Cougs on that. Let's talk a little. What about your Longhorns, Lance? Your wife with her fingers in her ears. What about her covering her eyes during a Longhorn game now?
They already lost to Oklahoma, so it doesn't matter anymore. These games are irrelevant. Just another fourth quarter loss to her. It's nothing new. She's like, yeah, it's another fourth. I wasn't at home, but it was just, she said, just another, you know, fourth quarter disaster. They're calling
honestly
Herman 2.0 is what
is
I'm getting on text strings.
Yeah, that's what I put out there. He's Herman 2.0. That's all he is. I mean, is he not? I mean,
it's year one. I mean, let's see how it plays, but you can't even. I guess he showed his players, you know, did you ever see the movie Free Solo? Did you ever see that? The guy who can climb literally up scale mountains with no hooks, no nothing. He just literally just climbs up it. I mean, it's an incredibly dangerous thing. People die all the time.
What does this have to do with Texas Longhorn football?
Because he showed his team Free Solo because he wanted them to see it and be motivated to finish games in the fourth quarter, because once you start something, you need to treat it like you can't go back and you can't turn back. And apparently they fell off the mountain and crashed and died. Because in the movie, the guy's able to scale the most dangerous things just by hand. In Longhorn football, they come crashing down in the fourth quarter of games and they can't beat anybody.
Wow.
0-3 in the last three.
Yeah.
That's what the numbers tell me. The analytics tells me they haven't been able to win in three straight games.
That was really, 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 really. They're really not. They're not very good. And I'm honest, thoughts and prayers to them going to the SEC with this football team. Now they're going to get better athletes. You know, Dana talked about it. Going to the Big 12, he's already getting better players. They're going to get better players. I don't. You know, Texas usually recruits five stars anyway, and they do a hell of a job recruiting. Their recruiting numbers have been great. They just are not a good. It's just not good. It's just can you put your finger on anything?
No.
With that,
they don't have a mental toughness DNA. There's no mental toughness there. That program has been lacking mental toughness for well over a decade. You mean it just? I mean, how do you get 4- and 5-star guys and they don't develop? They're not mentally tough. They can't close games. It's all that stuff. They don't walk around like they know they're good because they haven't been good. So, you know, it's just kind of a. I don't know how else to say it. It's just you either go in and you know you're the top dog and you act like the top dog or you don't. And watching Texas, they don't ever have that top dog feel. You know, they just don't. And that's a mindset.
It really, I don't know. I mean, I think it has to do with the assistant coaching and, you know, how they're, because they bring in 5-star kids and turn them into 2-stars. They really do, and turn them into undraftable players. They really have done this for years. This is years now.
They take 5-stars and turn them into late round picks and undrafted free agents or 4th rounders. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, I do this in draft, and it's just amazing to go back. One of the things I'll do is I'll go back and read a kid's bio to find out what kind of a player they were, you know, in high school, and it's astonishing how often I'm like, oh, this guy was a 5-star. Look at this. And then they're testing. They'll test great height, weight, speed, you know, their explosiveness. And a lot of times these guys will end up making rosters, but you're like, man, he wasn't even a factor in college. He was a 4- or 5-star, but now he gets to the pros and at least makes a roster. Yeah, it's pretty shocking, but it's been happening under a variety of coaches. And one just Herman. It's not going to be just Sark. It wasn't just Charlie Strong. I mean, Mac had some of it, but, yeah, it's
– at the end, that's what it turned into, Mac, and it hasn't changed since. All right, 713-780-3776. We got an hour left of Astros Talk. If you want to get in, come on, 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us. Right now I'm talking about hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. People, if you're looking for the best goal, and it's – and I keep saying it's not even arguable. Go to a box store and see their goal. And then, oh, by the way, how are you going to get that home? Well, I don't know how many. I don't. It's a big goal. I don't know what to do here. Oh, you want me to put it together? You okay? What? No. The only place that you or a sporting goods store, it just doesn't work. All right, and especially those ones at the sporting goods store where you put the base that's got sand in it. Yeah, that always works. No. How about the installation? The free delivery, the installation, everything that you're going to get with Hoops, with the unrustable stanchion, with the tempered glass backboard, with the unbreakable rim, with the raising and the lower of the goal, it's not even arguable. Hey, Dad, you know, do you want to mess with stapling the backboard to the garage? Is this what you want? No. What you want is the greatest in installation by the Hoops people. Keith Tate does an unbelievable job. You'll love it. Mom will love it. The kids will love it. Everybody will love it. If you're looking for a goal for the kids, Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.